This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
cut on every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
All right, so we've had a little time to kind of sit and deal with what the Rangers have done. Wow, that still was unbelievable. I mean, when you play word association, you think Breadman, you think Panarin, you think magnitude of the goal, right? These are the hard-hitting names and questions from the first series of the postseason. Yankees do what the Yankees do, and that's another win. I guess, Rick, The expectation must have been that there's going to be some kind of a catastrophic storm yesterday, which I don't know if it happened for you, did not actually happen for us up here in Westchester last night.
No, we had some rain. We had some rain, too. Little thunder. Actually, I got a call from Stevie, my buddy Stevie, who said he had to pull over because it was raining that hard, but we had nothing like that here.
No. I mean they actually, you know, called the Mets game off, and I was thinking to myself, well why?
It was nice, though. Let's be honest. It was nice.
Well, it was nice to get a night where you didn't have a lot, right? Yankees Orioles is not a stressful game. Got to go to bed a little early, kind of rejuvenate, and here we are.
You needed it.
I desperately. I think RJ needed it. After what I put him through on Sunday night, I think RJ desperately needed a real good night's sleep. Raymond, for Raymond, this is normal. This is what he does. He's a warrior. He's a workhorse, but I think we all needed it. I think we all got it. We get another night to not go crazy, right? Mets have two, Yankees play again, but it's not crazy. And then tomorrow night, Rangers back in action. Back in action.
Back in action. I'm excited for the series. Rangers haven't played their best hockey against Carolina this regular season, but hey, this is the playoffs. Everything changes. Rangers fans, the players, they get all the adrenaline of what they did coming back from down 3-1. I'll be interested to see how they come out in game one. Because, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, the way they had to battle, like, you know, the amount of not just physical, but mental and emotional energy to come back the way that they came back in that series and win, it's a quick turnaround, man. It really is.
Well, thankfully, game one is Wednesday and not tonight. Could you imagine if it was tonight and you had one day off?
No. I couldn't even imagine. Could not even imagine.
Now, on the flip side, Carolina and Boston went seven games and ended on what? On Saturday. So
different kind of series, though. Different kind of series. Carolina was great at home. They went all four at home.
Right. Never trailed in the series.
Didn't win a game in Boston, which is something that as a Rangers fan, you should feel good about, right? Because the Rangers have played good at Madison Square Garden, so that's positive. But, I mean, when you look at 5, 6, and 7, Dave, I mean, trailing in all three of those games and finding a way to get yourself back and win in overtime, nonetheless, in game seven, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So, obviously, the Rangers are going to be a big conversation moving forward. We got the Yankees. We made a little football today as well. NBA Conference Finals get rolling. But, you know, Mets with two now today. Here's what I don't understand. They're still starting Trevor Williams in game one. Why is Peterson?
Peterson pitched Friday, right?
So he's not on enough rest.
So he's not on regular rest. And then I was also listening to Buck said because St. Louis's lineup is heavy right handed, that to pitch the lefty didn't make sense.
They don't feel good about that.
Yeah, they'll go with Williams.
All right. So Mets with a single admission doubleheader today,
which is nice.
That is nice.
Which is very nice.
I'll tell you, every time this happens, every single time, like, oh, I'd like to do that, and I just never can. But how great would it be?
I say that every day to myself. I have so many different plans. I'm like, oh, this would be nice. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should go grab lunch. No, never happens.
Yeah, maybe you're the not follow through guy on the show.
Who, me?
Yeah, maybe.
No, well,
I thought it was RJ, but maybe it's not RJ.
No, it's the schedule. It's going back and forth to Bristol. If I wasn't going back and forth to Bristol, today would have been a perfect. I would have taken Milo out of school, probably. Milo not out of school.
For they what, love the Mets?
They love going to the baseball.
You wouldn't have to take him out of school. The game starts at 3 o'clock.
Well, I would get there early. I mean, they don't get out of school. We don't pick them up till close to 3. I had to get them out. Listen, just because Hurley thinks that I'm a stone's throw away from Citi Field, like that we could have a sleepover.
You can't see Citi Field from your home?
Yeah, that we could do the show from here. You could sleep over and we could walk to Citi Field. That's not actually the case.
Huh.
I have to get them out a little bit early. Settle in.
I love those twin bills. Those are awesome.
I love baseball. I just love going to baseball games.
So, yeah, Mets start a three-game set in 2 days over the with the St. Louis Cardinals. And what are the Mets? Didn't they go west, right? Is it Arizona or Colorado?
I will tell you right now,
I think maybe it's Colorado.
You're usually my guy for schedules.
I know. I'm usually really up to date.
This is an interesting time right now for the Mets. I mean, the Yankees are just rolling along.
Rolling.
Severino was great last night. Three home runs back to back. They stiffen up here a little bit. They go, we got St. Louis, then we're at Colorado, at San Francisco.
Yeah, that's a tougher stretch now.
It's a tougher stretch. Then we're back for Philly and Washington. And then we're back. See, I noticed this when I first looked at the schedule. Then we're back out on the West Coast for the Dodgers and the Padres and the Angels.
Oof. That's a rough run, huh?
Yeah. Followed up by, the Milwaukee Brewers at home. Thanks.
So four series in a row at the Dodgers, at the Padres, at the Giants, and then
at the
home
Angels.
At the Angels, and then home to Milwaukee.
Oh yeah,
whew. That's a rough four series stretch, huh?
And guess what? We got one of your favorite. We got the Apple TV game against the Angels.
When is that treat gonna happen?
Friday, June 10th. Mark it down.
And that's a 10 o'clock game?
That's a 9:38 start.
A 9:38 start Friday night, Apple TV.
Mark it down.
I mean, nothing says end of the baseball week better than you gotta somehow figure out a way to use this stupid Apple TV. Really. I gotta tell you, Amazon Prime, Apple TV. I saw every World Cup soccer game is gonna be on what is it? I don't know, Fubo maybe, like something. It's like, you know what? I know it's the wave of the future. I don't like it. I don't like, and you know why? Primarily, firstly, at least on Amazon Prime, you get the announcers. So you're putting on Amazon Prime or Prime Video, whatever it's called, and at least you get Kay, you get Cone, at least you get the announcers. With this Apple TV, you just get, it feels like they walk up and down Madison Avenue, like, excuse me, sir. Would you like to call the Mets and the Angels game tonight? Sure. And now that's who you have calling the game. The Apple TV broadcast is horrible.
That's kind of nasty. Don't be nasty like that. They're trying to do like a more laid back, more of a fun broadcast.
Okay. Well, you enjoy it.
That just so happens to not be very good. No, yes, listen, yes. I'm with you.
You enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it. I mean, as a Mets fan, how could you enjoy any alternative broadcast when you have the best? I mean, our booth is amazing.
It's amazing. But not only is the booth amazing, but there's national games that you watch. You're like, listen, it's not our booth, but it's fine. These guys are more than competent. I'm sorry. I don't even know who the announcers are going to be. Every Apple TV game I've watched so far this year, I listen, I'm like, oh, God. It's painful to listen to.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It hasn't been good. But just in general. Like the fact that I'm having to, I don't mind finding it because I got all the stuff on the TV. It's just I'm locked into that. I can't, like I love the freedom to flip back and forth. I can't do anything. There's no free range remote control.
I know. And flipping is not what it used to be in either. Because now with like the satellite, it takes a minute to flip. So you can't like have an instantaneous flip.
Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
No, I have trustworthy chickens. It's the one downgrade. Since you were a kid to where you are now in your television viewing, it's not the same. It used to be that you could, I mean, my dad, I remember being a kid, he used to scream at me, stop flipping. I was like, Dad, but look what I can do. I can time it so brilliantly that in an NFL game, I can go play here, flip, not miss anything. He's like, you're killing me. Stop it. I hate watching a game with you because all you do is flip. Now you flip, and it takes like 7, 8, 10 seconds to flip.
Well, see, I got the cable too.
I have the satellite for the football. Flipping?
Oh yeah, the cable is nice flipping. Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, I don't have.
You should indulge in some cable when you get your whole man cave built.
Well, it's not about indulging in cable. I have DirecTV because it has.
Well, you're not going to need it now. But you won't need it.
Well, I need it for this year.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to need it.
After this year, I'm going to have a big... I might do a focus group. Like, I'm going to have a big sit-down of where I want to go, what the appropriate thing to do, because after this year, I'm done with DirecTV, and I have to now plan my television future.
Oh, you're a free agent. I mean, what you've done, I think because you don't have a TV room, I think you've bet on yourself like Aaron Judge. So, I mean, who knows? Our sales department may be on vacation right now. Who knows? I don't know. But at some point, we have to sit down with them. And really, like, yeah, the bath fitter, and we hear all about the bath fitter. Your son's bath is his shower. It's beautiful.
Splashy.
But we need a man cave. We need someone to come in there, and we need a man, whatever, man living room, something. I can't have you sitting in between rooms trying to watch two separate TVs. It's embarrassing.
Well, I'd welcome that.
But yeah, of course you would welcome
they're knocking down the door to get that done in my home.
Are you kidding me? The amount of phone calls I took yesterday from people that saw your clip at the Rangers game, how much they love you, what a great fan you are.
How many phone calls did you take on my Rangers?
Oh,
I don't even want to say perform. It wasn't a performance. Reaction.
I probably took, four phone calls, and then the one group chat that has mostly Rangers fans in it. We're very impressed.
Impressed with what?
They didn't realize you were that kind of Ranger fan.
I
always bust
Rangers.
Your chops. Yeah, they didn't realize.
Oh,
you had a great showing. And on top of that, they all said you look great.
You know how good I must have looked is that Kay sent me a text saying, I got to be honest, you look sensational.
I'll tell you what, I texted him yesterday the article because that's apparently gone national with you doing the extremely erotic calendar. There was some thought as to whether or not they would actually buy the calendar if it happens because you look so
Michael
good.
Michael would purchase it.
I mean, the way you looked in that picture, no giblets.
No, like, I told you the giblets are gone.
You look tight, like, you know, body looked a little bit tighter.
My giblets are going away. Look at that. I am hot.
He had a little sun-kissed tan.
Yeah. Well, I was out at Alex's. You should see Sherry. Oh, this poor woman. So we're out at Alex's lacrosse tournament on Sunday. And you know when, like, you go to a kid's tournament, the last thing you think about is putting on sunscreen, right? It doesn't occur to you.
So especially now because the weather hasn't been great.
And all of a sudden, this past Sunday was hot and sunny. So I got a little bit touched by the sun. Her arms are like glowing. And she said she had trouble sleeping last night.
Oh, it's an SUV protected shirt.
I woke up this morning. I was like, what are you doing away? She's like, my arms are killing me. So I feel awful for her.
Well, you have no aloe in the refrigerator? Nice.
Well,
no,
we actually
soothing,
went to,
cooling aloe?
We went to CVS and we purchased a big bottle of aloe. But
oh, nice. Any KY jelly?
Why?
I'm just at, well. She's all tanned up.
Why?
You're skinny now. I think it's a fair question.
I don't think so. I think
why wear pants?
I think you crossed the line.
I think it's a very
and I think therein lies the issue with you is you always cross the line. You don't know where the line is.
I think it's a fair question.
The line for you is drawn in pencil.
No, it's not even pencil.
Oh, we'll see naked ladies.
Yeah, so I mean, you're riding high after Game 7. I mean, you were a cab ride away from going to see naked ladies.
If RJ wasn't hot,
wasn't the adult? I mean, this seems like the perfect time. She's got a nice
RJ's
tan
face. Oh, I'm like, RJ, let's go get pizza. Pizza? Pizza? He goes, I got to sleep. I said, RJ, come on, stop it. This is a once in a lifetime night. And he didn't seem to take to it the same way I did.
I was looking out. You wouldn't have been on the air. There would have been a Comrex from prison.
Prison.
That would have been a great show.
We're going to need one extra long phone call. Please keep this connected.
Would it be called collect? Like, DiPietro and Rothenberg, you have a call from, help, I'm in jail.
I'm not sure the station would pay for it.
You guys are joking. I don't think that's that far off.
Like, Ty Butler sprung from Dave Rothenberg jail.
If for some reason on Memorial Day, like on that Sunday, we got arrested. It was me and you in jail, haven't been bailed out yet. I think they would... rather than take us out, they would probably just have a comm rec set up for us at the prison.
Probably.
The Rangers breakdown. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the warden. Yeah, can we, what kind of a line do you have that we can, we'll send Rodney, our engineer.
Yeah, we're
going
to send
there.
Our engineer.
Yeah. Well, would you like to spring them from jail? No, we don't want to post bail. We would just like to get things set up for them.
It would be, it would go on our grade. It would be like Johnny Cash from Folsom Prison.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, you talk about ratings.
Through the roof. Through the roof.
Where are you guys? We're actually in jail. Perfect. We'll have the Comrex brought over.
Yeah. Is there any kind of like soundproof padding they could put on the walls there?
people are dying to hear you guys break down the Rangers
game.
Can
you get that man to stop screaming and moaning? he's yelling. Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, the focus right now has to be, I mean, we got Mets, Yankees, and we got the Rangers series starting up. That's the focus.
That's the focus. Of course, yep. Every Rangers game can be heard right here on 98.7 ESPN. So we got some different start times, by the way. Wednesday, 7 o'clock puck drop. Friday, 8 o'clock puck drop. And then Santiago, I believe Sunday is what, 3:30?
That's what we had.
And then we go back to Tuesday, and I believe it's back to 7 o'clock. So we're kind of all, every game in the Pittsburgh series was 7 o'clock. We're all over the place for this series. All over the place, yeah.
Well, because we're going back and forth, right? So the ESPN has the two series, and then TNT has the other two.
So there's no more regional games now,
nope.
Right? There's no more, because I was talking to my buddy who calls the Canes yesterday for their version of, like, MSG, right? And I said, are you calling the games? He's like, no. He's like, there are no more local broadcasts for the games.
Why don't we have him on, by the way?
Well, you want Mike on? Mike's great.
Well, it's your old radio partner. I mean, he's the voice of the Canes. I mean, he should come on and just talk about the series, no?
I mean, it would be the easiest guest we ever have. I was the voice of the Campbell Camels.
Is he available on Memorial Day? Maybe we have him do the show. He could just break down Game 7 for us.
Yes, that would be.
That's what real friends would do.
Memorial Day night will be Game 7 of Rangers and Hurricanes.
Back-to-back Game 7s.
That'd be a lot to handle.
It would be a lot to handle.
So he was funny because we were talking about the series. I said, what do you think? He said he looks at the Rangers like he looked at the Canes like 2-3 years ago. Like the Canes are further along in that rebuilding process. Like they're there ready now. He said he thinks this is the very beginning stage. I think that's fair too, right?
No, I think that's fair. I think it's different styles too. Yeah, and you'll see that. You saw that this regular season. Different styles. But yeah, I mean, no one... And we talked about this yesterday. No one expected the Rangers to be this far along.
To win a postseason series?
No. Nobody. Absolutely not. No, I mean, they were competing for the division there late in the season, right? I mean, there was still a chance they could win the Metro.
And they lost those games to the Canes, if you remember. I actually don't think the Rangers, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't think in those final games against Carolina that they cared all that much about winning those games and about winning the division.
No, I mean, when you get that point in the season, it's, I mean, especially because I would imagine they like their matchup against Pittsburgh with the success they had, that as long as you wrap up that two seed, you have, you know, you
which
have
they
home
had,
ice.
Which they had locked away.
And, yeah, so they have home ice against Pittsburgh, which they like that matchup. And then, I mean, especially with how it turned out, with the Smith getting hurt, then you had Louis Domingue, Ned Crosby gets hurt, like how the whole thing unfolded. But you were going to have to, it felt like to me, and I think a lot of people, that if the Rangers are going to make this unbelievable run and get to, you know, a conference final or whatever, they were going to have to go through the Canes at some point anyway.
And here we are. So
and
there's
here
no,
we are.
There's no reseeding in hockey now, right?
No, it's
just
stupid.
Like you're locked into who you're locked into play.
I heard someone yesterday, oh, this is great. No, it's not. This is not great. It's not great. It just Toronto's already out. I mean, it's just Minnesota's already out. Like,
so is the NFL the only sport that recedes?
Well, baseball's not receding now.
Right. So no, baseball doesn't recede. NBA doesn't recede. And hockey
doesn't
recede.
Does the NBA not recede? Dude, no, I think doesn't the NBA recede?
No, I don't think they recede.
Oh God, I hate when you ask me questions like this.
I didn't ask you anything.
I could have sworn the NBA recedes, but
I didn't ask you a question. You just asked me the question. You look it up. I got people. Here's what we'll do. I got people we can talk to on the lines. You do a little research about whether or not. No,
well, what am I? All of a sudden, I'm Hembo.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
Just well, ask me
you
questions
know, you,
like this.
You scripted for me. What works the best for you right now? I don't think the NBA recedes.
All right, this is the easy way to do it. No, there's no easy way to do it. All right, go. You do what you got to do.
I'm going to go to a call. JoJo and Nutley, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How's everything?
Good. What's going on, JoJo? JoJo, does the NBA recede?
But I have no idea, man.
Yeah, nobody seems to.
It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm looking at it right now. It doesn't.
See, I told you they didn't.
Yeah, but I don't. Why though? It's so stupid to me.
Well, they don't. Don't get caught up in the minutia. JoJo, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to comment on the. I think I talked about it yesterday. I just wanted to comment on great series by the Rangers, especially the young guys. I know we didn't really mention it too much, but Keandre Miller, I thought he just had a tremendous series, especially that last play where, you know, he had to guard a lot of tough guys. And for a young guy on our team going forward, I think it's just a great series by all people, but especially him. I wanted to give him a shout out. I'm excited for the series, and thank you guys for always being there. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. See, I think that's a good call, but I don't know that I agree with everything he said. If I went through every player for the Rangers, I don't think I would say that many played great. Like I didn't think Panarin was great.
Nope.
I know that he had
first five points. Games. Mika wasn't great.
He was not. I didn't think Fox was great.
Oh, Fox. I mean, listen. As good as Adam Fox is offensively, and he won the Norris last year. He is great offensively. He is not. He is not a shutdown kind of defenseman.
No, so and when he lost Lindgren, it changed a lot.
Absolutely right.
I didn't think Trouba was. I didn't think Trouba was even very good, to be honest, in that series.
See, that's the thing with the Rangers, that when you look at the series, and Sebastian Aho for them, who's usually their leading scorer, hasn't had a great start. Well, had a good start, but the last five games against the Bruins, he had two assists. So, I mean, he's not like he's lighting the world on fire. But, I mean, I would ask you as a Rangers fan, like, do you have of your six defensemen, is there a pair of, you know, defensemen that you say, okay, these are lockdown, shutdown guys that you feel great about?
No. No. I mean, I like them, and I think they can all play better. But is there a pair that I say you put that pairing out on the ice and the other team really struggles to score? No. I mean, Pittsburgh had their way.
Pittsburgh Crosby's line did, yeah.
I mean, it's just continuous golden opportunities. Like, I'm going to have nightmares of Jake Guentzel.
Oh, I mean, Jake Guentzel was great. I mean, the goal he scored in Game 7, kicking it off his foot was...
That's a world-class goal, huh?
It's phenomenal, man. It's funny because we did something on the... we did a segment on the point where we were showing stuff and guys playing soccer outside. We always used to warm up playing soccer. You play two-touch outside of the locker room to warm up. And I think one of the, like, why would you play soccer before the game? And a goal like that is why you play soccer before the game, or the benefit of playing soccer before the game.
It's funny you say that, because I've, like, been in the bowels of the garden, you know, doing, like, pregame stuff and like, walked through as these guys are doing their soccer drills. I always think, what are we doing?
Just
why are NHLers, you know, working on their soccer drills? But
I guess it's not soccer drills. It's just a fun game. I mean, you're trying to eliminate people. It's just kind of just get your
and
blood
they're, and they're amazing. Like, if you watch me, like, wait, these are not soccer players. Like, soccer players, you would imagine they're gonna you know, be able to do that. But you wouldn't figure that hockey players could sit there and just, you know, not miss the ball continuously.
Juggle the ball.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fun too. I used to actually look forward to that too, because it's like, it was nice too to take your mind off the game for a little bit.
You could do that.
Yeah, I would play. Yeah.
And you consistently you'd be excellent at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. I mean, there's guys that some of the European guys are like amazing at it. But yeah, I mean, you did every day. I mean, we played it every day pretty much.
You're very talented, aren't you?
No, Not overly.
You're a very talented guy.
Not overly talented.
So I would disagree. So let me throw out kind of a choose your own adventure for you here. Would you like to hear a little Gerard Gallant, or would you like to get into the Yankees and get into some Aaron Boone stuff?
That's a great question.
What do I do?
We've been talking hockey. We're going straight through here, right? So why don't we hear from Gallant now, and then we'll get into the Yankees. No,
okay, I like that. I think that's an excellent selection. Had you chosen the other, I think that would be nice as well. Gallant was on the K Show yesterday, answered some very important questions. Let's kind of go down the list here. What kind of message did you give your team when you trailed 3-1 in the series?
We talked about it, obviously, and the biggest thing we just said is no quit. There's no quit on this. Let's go to work, and there's no pressure anymore. If we lose another game, we know we're done. So let's go to work. Let's work hard and compete and see what happens. So we just took it one period at a time and found a way to win 3 games in a row. It's never easy when you're behind the 8-ball like that, but, you know, we got some breaks. We worked hard, and I always said when you work hard, you make your own breaks, and that's what happened, in my opinion.
It's exactly what happened, is that they had their backs to the wall, and they really responded. And it's funny he says no quit, because isn't that their slogan now?
Oh, that's what he's talking about, yeah.
No quit in New York?
That's what he was talking about. He said if that's it fits. I mean, that's kind of what this team has been.
But it feels like that's what they've been for a long, like not even this team, like just the Rangers. How many times have they come back from down 3-1 over the years?
Well, I mean, you're talking about this the second time they've done it against Pittsburgh. I mean, Hank's team did it. Back-to-back years, once against Pitt and once against Washington.
That's right. So this is kind of their MO. And you can do it in this sport. See, that's the thing about hockey, is that the playoffs from... You can't miss any hockey postseason. Now, Colorado, their first series, not great. But for the most part, what do we have, 5 Game 7s?
5 Game 7s, yep.
I mean, the NBA is not the same thing.
No. Well, you saw the Game 7s in the NBA. They were, I mean, those 2 Game 7s
were terrible. They were awful.
I mean, Phoenix didn't even show up.
We'll get to that a little bit later, too.
Yeah, that whole, I mean, we'll talk about that. That kind of, I was perplexed by that whole thing yesterday.
Yeah,
too,
I didn't like it, to be honest with you. We'll continue with Gerard Gallant from the K Show yesterday. I'm pulling Igor twice. Was there ever a doubt in your mind that he would respond here?
No, I never did, honestly. When I pulled him, it was more to do with our team playing the way we were playing than Shesterkin. You know, I mean, I wanted to give him a rest, obviously, in one of those games, but it was just about, you know, he still played well. Some of those goals, I mean, the deflection goals, you can't put them on him. I just didn't like the way our team was playing. So sometimes when you pull a goalie, it wakes your team up a little more, and I think that's what happened.
They make it difficult for him. Although, you say it wakes the team up. They pulled him in game 3. They had to pull him again in game 4.
Yeah, at least, I mean,
right.
I get what he's saying. But I mean, when you're in, you know, in the playoffs, you shouldn't need to pull one of the best players in hockey to get your team motivated.
Of course not. They were leaving him out to dry.
Yeah, like you should just be able to come in the locker room and be like, hey, fellas. I mean, did you see what you just did to Igor? Like, I mean, he's been one of the best players in hockey. You just embarrassed him. You just embarrassed your goalie.
And then you did it again.
Yeah, and then you did it again. Mm. Well, listen, according to P.K. Subban, you erased both of those things, because if we were giving away the Conn Smythe today, he'd give it to Igor.
Firstly, the Conn Smythe is after the whole thing.
No, I know, but just so first round, heavy favorite for him after McDavid had 14, after McDavid had 14 points.
He was pulled in 2 games.
Hockey's fun.
Dave, Jake Oettinger, the goalie for Dallas, and they lost the series.
60 saves in game 7?
He had a 953 save percentage in the series. 953. You know how crazy that is?
Well, I don't know why you're scolding me. I didn't say it.
Oh, I'm going to scold him today.
Good. What, you going back up to Bristol today?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give
time,
him the... I'm on
what
a 3
is
today.
The point today?
3.
3.
I'm going to give him the... and now I get horrible take PK, just like you yelled at me the other day.
I get horrendous take Rick.
Now I got horrendous take...
You had a bad take.
Horrendous take PK.
I don't think you'll say it.
100% I'll say it.
So, all right, here's what I want. I want you to say that was a horrendous take from you the other day. And I want you to apologize to the country.
I think you should. I want you to apologize to America right now.
Yes.
Both.
Maybe not be aggressive. Maybe more loving.
No, PK, I'm going to be aggressive.
No, because I don't know how he's going to respond to that.
Well, what's
PK,
he do?
I don't know.
Well, if he hits me, great. Well, listen, I hope he hits me.
You want him to hit you?
Oh, you want some great TV? I'm wearing crazy pants today. I'm going all in.
Is it crazy pant day up in Bristol today?
No, it's the Elite Eight, buddy. Let's go.
So like St. Patrick's Day, you wear green when you get down to the Elite Eight.
I wore shamrock pants. I actually wore shamrock pants, yeah.
So when you get to the Elite Eight, now it's crazy pants?
This is crazy pant time.
So did you own these crazy pants, or did you have to purchase said crazy pants?
No, I own the crazy pants. Yeah.
Well, you pantless freak. What kind of pants are we looking at?
They're very colorful pants. Very colorful pants.
Really? Is there orange involved? A yellow.
There's some yellow, pink, purple, green. Might be some orange.
These sound terrible, these pants.
Oh, these are disgusting. Disgusting pants.
Now, what do you wear up top with this kind of pant?
I'm gonna listen. That's what happens. I have one statement piece. I'm gonna slow the top up, so I'll have just a plain pink tie, nice black jacket.
Now, I gotta watch this today. Well, let me set the DVR right now.
Set it.
What time and what channel is this on today?
It's gonna be on at 3 p.m.
Uh huh.
And I'll be getting Loose in the Deuce. I'll be on ESPN2.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
We'll have. I think it's going to be me, PK, and my favorite coach of all time, John Tortorella, who tried to break the mug I bought him. The savage maniac. I got him a gorgeous coffee mug, matching mugs, and he tried to break it.
Why?
Well, because one said head coach Torts, and the other one said assistant coach DiPietro, and he didn't think. He's like, well, we'll never use these. I'm like, yes, we will. We'll put them in our office together.
Do you have an office?
Together, no, we will, though. At some point, when we're coaching together, we'll have an office.
That's
the... Oh, he was a pain in the ass.
All right, here we go. I am taping the point. It says, do I want to add extra time? Because it's a live broadcast. I don't need to add extra time. This thing's done at four, right?
It's done at four, yeah.
Now, why is your name not in the descriptor? It just says ESPN's flagship hockey show featuring highlights, news, analysis. What does this mean? Analysis, speed, and skill.
And we're analyzing. I think we're analyzing the speed and the skill.
That's not what it says.
Listen, I know what it says. Does it say Bucci too? I think Bucci's the focus of it.
It says featuring highlights, comma, news, comma, analysis, comma, speed, comma, skill, and access to the biggest stars.
Hey, it's Rick DiPietro.
I don't know.
That's true. We do have access to the biggest stars.
Well, that's good. Who do you have on today? Connor McDavid?
No. I don't know who we have on. I'll find
out. Back by popular demand.
They had Carter Verhaeghe on last night, who's just dominating the playoffs right now for the Panthers.
So you don't know. It could be just a special guest on the show today.
Yeah, we could have anybody.
Philip Seymour Hoffman has to play Buck. Has to. Has
I
to
stand play
Buck. You do realize Philip Seymour Hoffman is
dead,
right?
By this. Every time I see him, I stand by this.
You stand by it?
I stand by it.
He's dead.
Yeah, but maybe we could do that. Come on, with the special effects, we could do something.
No, you messed up. You messed up terribly.
We can reanimate him.
What do you mean reanimate him?
I don't know.
What does that even mean, you can reanimate him?
If you got to get zombie voodoo or something else involved, make it happen, right?
Yeah, see? Do a seance. Get a Ouija board out.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
I'm sure zombie Philip Seymour Hoffman would be thrilled to play Buck.
He was terrific in Along Came Polly, too, by the way.
He was terrific in that, and he was great in, what's the Oakland A's movie? Moneyball.
Yeah, Moneyball. Of course he was, but do you remember Along Came Polly at all?
Of course.
When he comes in.
He went in his pants.
Yeah, no, but that scene, though, when he first comes in, he's walking across the dance floor and slides and falls down.
I like that, Along Came Polly.
He's like, a little heavy on the wax. A little heavy on the wax there.
Roll in the Buck Showalter story. It'll be a Lifetime movie.
Maybe you play Buck.
I don't look anything like Buck Showalter.
But they can, then with prostheses, we could, I mean, we
what
could do
prostheses mean you add limbs?
No. I'd rather not, dude. I just found out how to cover this man right here.
Facial prosthetics.
What does
prostheses
that mean?
Of the face.
I mean, you're making up words that don't even make sense.
RJ, come on.
RJ, what is facial prosthetics?
I don't know, but I think what Dave is most concerned about is his not that Buck's a heavy man, but his significant weight loss is taking him out of the character, I think.
So you're calling Buck fat?
No, I'm just saying you're really slimming down. You may disappear soon with the pace you're on.
You should have heard him the other night. He's like, he says immediately, he goes, I got to be honest, you look great. And then like 4 minutes later, he's like, you look Dave, you look great.
Oh, when Michael's complimenting you, you know you've made progress, I think.
Told you. Nobody believes me.
Well, yeah, because no one saw this coming. Usually you announce you're going on a periodic diet, and then you will tell us every day that you lost like a half an ounce.
I am hot.
Yeah, and you got pythons and everything. We get it. You got a big one. We know.
Oh, I got pythons. I have a big one.
You are like
then busy. All of a sudden I'm gonna have peacock all over the place. All right, let's.
Speaking of peacock, by the way, actually,
what?
You know who? You know, I didn't tell you this yesterday. Guess who DM'd me during the show? Like 5:30 yesterday.
I heard Buster only.
Oh yeah, Buster only.
And what? It, how did peacock?
Numerous Busters doing different things
make you think of Buster only?
Because I usually when I hear the peacock drop, I think you saying the numerous Busters all over the place.
Okay,
he sent me the clip of Will Ferrell going streaking in Old School.
You know, that's I hate you to say like, it, but I think there's a chance he might like you better than me.
No, I don't think there's a chance. I think that's legit.
But that's not right. He was my guy.
Well, yeah, he's your guy, but now he became our guy, and now
we're streaking. We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
But
you were close
movie.
To that, RJ. Let's face it. He was close to that. Like, if we told him, hey, we're going to go here, and then we'll take our clothes off and streak around Madison Square Garden, he would do it.
I would have done it.
Dave would have gone to where the naked ladies are and matched their energy. He goes, yeah, I could do that, too.
There's not a lot that you would have asked me to do on Sunday night that I would have said, no, I'm not. See what I did? The verbal tip.
You would have been putting on a show for everyone. You would have found a milk crate and put on your own show.
But RJ really stood in my way. You should have seen him. He was like pouting. I'm Fred Astaire, baby. I was like, RJ, let's go get pizza. He's like, fine. I mean, RJ, he doesn't have kids. He's like 32 years old. He's the prime of his career, and I could barely keep him out.
Work was hours away.
Uh-oh.
Work was
only for you. It's not like I had to wake up for work.
Yeah, I know, but this is why we're different because you're crazy, and there was a show in 5 hours. I don't know what time were we up till 12,
yep.
12 something, 12:30.
And then I had to drop him off right at the studios.
Yeah, imagine you roll into the club, the naked ladies with RJ, and then the lady's like, "Wow, what a great dad you are."
RJ got a lot of defense yesterday, though, for his height.
I told you he was the big. The Rangers won, but RJ's height is no longer in question.
It's only because you make it sound like I'm 4'10".
Well, what are you really working with? 5'7"?
Yeah.
5'7" is still little, though.
It's still short, but the way you guys make it sound.
What?
The little is so, it's just so demeaning when you call him little.
I love RJ. He's one of my favorite people. Forget about at the station. He's one of my favorite people that walks the earth. But I would never say he's a tall guy.
No, nobody would say that. But you guys have set the bar so low, people like they don't have to like crane their neck down to look at me. And they're like, oh, you're not that short.
People, when they see RJ, they expect to see a gnome based on the way you describe him at
but
this
point. But isn't that great? We under delivery and then you overperform.
No, because I don't meet many people, so there's still many people out there that believe that.
Well, I don't know. You're still little though. I mean, you're
see,
not
you keep coming back
Jabbar
to it.
Here on the show.
Yeah, see, but I this is the difference. The way I complimented you.
I mean, 5'7" is not average height.
Oh, the way I complimented you though, I told you twice. You look great. It's not like I come back to you and say, well, I mean, compared to the average slender man, I mean, you're still not doing great. But I take the high road. I compliment you. You look great. You're not you.
My giblets are going away. Look at that.
Yeah, not you. It's troubling what you do.
I don't think this is very nice. So I just looked up average height for men in New York. 5'9".
Why New York?
Why not? You live in New York.
Yeah, I'm below average. I don't think we needed to ask Google to establish that.
What is considered short for a man in New York City? 5'7" or shorter.
So what if you're 5'8"?
Then you're fine. Then you're fine. You're not.
All right.
Yeah, but RJ has everything he needs. Height has not held RJ back.
Listen, I think RJ, I'll tell you what. You know that Twitter profile he has? I think he looks like he could play James Bond. He's in that tuxedo. He looks
great. I think 6 feet would be too much for RJ. It would open up way too many doors for RJ.
I got to tell you, RJ is 6 feet, and life is very different for him right now.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
Because he's got a great look.
He's on TV. He's hosting things.
Yeah, he could absolutely be hosting a game show if he was 6 feet tall.
If that, yeah, well, if that's what I don't think that's what he wants to do.
Is that the pinnacle?
Is that, yeah, for Dave, I guess that's the pinnacle. Hosting a game show.
I mean, welcome to Password. I'm RJ Santillo.
Come on down, Jimmy from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Is that what
Ray Santiago? Come on, let me explain the rules to the prices.
Ray Santiago, what would you like to bid on this luxury recliner?
Who cares?
I don't know.
I hate this game. I'll pass.
Yeah. You can't pass. There's five people. You have a 20% chance. I don't. I don't know.
Oh, that's too good.
I don't know. All right, let's get to the Yankees, shall we? Just workmanlike. Like, you watch the game, and it's, you know, it seems like it's kind of a different hero every night. It's good pitching every night, and it doesn't hurt when it's Baltimore now for a couple games in Baltimore. So, I mean, I don't know what more there is to say. The Yankees are rolling. I don't see it changing anytime soon, and they are a very, very dangerous baseball team.
They are a very dangerous baseball team. I mean, last night, you say workmanlike, but, I mean, early trouble because for some reason, I mean, Joey Gallo thinks he's closer to the wall. So you get the leadoff triple, but Seve works his way around it. Awful base running by Trey Mann. I mean, you wonder why bad teams are bad. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, just awful base running. He gets doubled off.
I mean, he's halfway home by the time Torres catches
I don't understand.
That
like, I just all you got to do is know how many outs there are. Like, I mean, it's the ball didn't get out of the infield pretty much. I mean, it was just that. Whatever.
And it was a good play from Gleyber, but it wasn't like the most sensational play you've ever seen.
No, like I thought in the moment like he was gonna have to really lay out, and then he kind of like just I mean he, I guess he kind of dove, but still it wasn't an unbelievable play.
Yeah, but that I mean you wonder why the Orioles lose 100 games every year. They're not that talented, and then they play baseball like that.
They play baseball like that, correct? But these are the games. I mean, we sat here and we criticized the Yankees for not taking care of their business against Baltimore last year when you saw what Tampa did, and now I mean these are the games that they have to win. And that, on the outside of the first inning, I mean, that game was not in question.
And you know, the thing is, I mean, there's not a day, and you felt like this with the Mets, although we don't know what's going to happen with McGill. Sounds like, hopefully, we'll find out about Jacob DeGrom later today that he's getting closer, but there's not a starter that takes the mound that you don't feel confident in with the Yankees, right? There's not a guy.
No, at the moment, no.
I mean, Cortez is unbelievable. Cole is terrific. Montgomery never wins, but never allows more than like two or three runs. Severino looks outstanding, and then Tyone is good. You don't have a weak link in that rotation.
No, and listen, and pitching last year was better than I think a lot of people thought it would be. It wasn't the pitching that let you down outside of, you know, the game, you know, the last game of the season against the Red Sox where Cole wasn't very good. This team is, it as well as they're playing, and they're playing great. I mean, 19-3 in their last 22. They're awesome. Right? I mean, it's the best. I was looking at it last night. 26-9 is the second best start in the wild card era. So, I mean, they're off to an unbelievable start. It looks like Aaron Judge betting on himself was the right move. Stanton, I mean, every time he squares a ball up, no one hits the ball harder in baseball than him. In fact, he's playing right field now. All great stuff.
Plays a good right field, too.
Plays a good, solid right field. He does. But you can tell it keeps him engaged, man. He said this last year.
What was the rationale behind him not playing right field?
Health. Legs.
They didn't think he could stay healthy?
Yep.
I mean,
being on his feet.
That's really remarkable to me, though.
What, his age? The kind of specimen that he is?
You came from the National League. You played right field every single day. I'm not saying 7 days a week, but you couldn't get 3 or 4 days a week in right field? I'm not asking you to play hockey goalie. I mean, just right field?
Yeah, but you got to understand the trickle-down effect of that, though, right? Because, I mean, you already have... The reason why I didn't like the move when they made it was because it felt like, you know, you already had a Stanton. And I felt like he was better. I mean, you had Aaron Judge. So Aaron Judge is a Gold Glove caliber right fielder who also is a humongous human being that deals with, you know, trying to stay healthy, health issues. So if all of a sudden now I have Stanton in right, now where am I putting Judge? I got to move him to center, which is that's a lot more ground to cover, right? So now do I risk getting both of those guys hurt? And I think now there's a sense of urgency like, hey, listen, we got to trust our training staff. We brought them here for a reason. We said it would take, you know, a year or two for that to work itself out. It seems like it's working because guys are staying healthy. And now we got to get the best out of this lineup. And what that means is having Stanton in right and then us being able to use Judge in center when we need to because he's a good center fielder.
Right. And you know what? And I give him a lot of credit. And I don't think we give him the credit that he deserves. And that is Stanton because he came here and a lot of people were lukewarm at best. And there was this feel that he was going to be this monster player. And he struggled. And he got booed, and people got on him, and he never flinched, he never responded, he never said a word, and now you're years later, And when you think of Stanton, you think of that's an important piece in my lineup. It wasn't always like that, but now it is. So I give him a lot of credit. And I actually don't think he gets the credit he deserves for handling New York the way he handled it and coming out on the other side.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, that for me is what he should get the most credit for, is how he handled it. Because, I mean, they were as tough as you could be on a player. I mean, like opening day booing him. Like that's
which is really gross.
Like not even getting a chance. And then so you see how he's handled. Hasn't said a word, just keeps his head down and plays. And has, I mean, like there were times too during the playoff, like where he was the only Yankee, you know, hitting, right? So I mean he's when he's healthy, we know how good he can be. And then, you know, the polar opposite of that is we see what Julius Randle does, or we see what, you know, Lindor and Baez do with the thumbs down stuff. Not getting it nearly, like Baez and Lindor weren't getting it nearly the way that Stanton was getting it.
No. And Randle got it, but Randle also got the huge accolades before he ever got the negativity.
Yeah, he was, I mean, I don't know if I remember seeing something. It
fall from grace quicker than that?
Yeah, that turned fast. Really fast. From chanting MVP to what happened last season.
Oh. It really went south in a hurry. You think, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but you think he's back next year, Randle?
Sounds like he says he wants to be back.
Is it he says he wants to be back, or he really truly wants to be back?
Well, I mean, that's the conversation.
Like,
that they
is it a yeah? I want to come back. Wink, wink. Bring me back here, and then behind closed doors, like, get me out of here.
Yeah, to the media, to the fans, I want to be back. I love it here. To my
New York,
agent.
We here.
Didn't to my agent, hey, if we can move me, let's move me. I need out.
Yeah, get me out of here. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum. Lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, Rick, Dave, the whole company. Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing very nicely, Cullum. How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to get into the Yankees with this unbelievable start. I can't understand how anyone could be negative about this. You know, the negativity with the talking about the catchers. I mean, you can say that the pitching staff is phenomenal. Obviously, the catchers have a lot to do with how well the pitchers have been doing. You know, it's just there's really not much of a negative. I get people saying they're a little bit worried about, you know, Chapman, but you have 3-4 other people that can also close by the end of the season. He might not be in that closer spot. Like, this is phenomenal. And
yeah, they're not beholden. It doesn't
guys...
feel like they're. It doesn't feel like they're beholden to Chapman.
No, if he scuffles, he'll lose the job.
Yep.
Exactly. And I just wanted to let you guys know you're probably not going to be hearing from me for a little while. I'm starting New Jersey Transit engineer training tomorrow. So. I'm going to be doing a lot of studying and a lot on my free time. So, and doing that schooling. So, I'm going to be a little bit more focused on that.
All right. Well, just to you have the app, obviously. So, listen to us on the app, and then just periodically check in with us, so we know that you're doing well.
I have the app. The app is phenomenal. You know, I'll listen every day. I'll call when I can. You know, when the Giants roll around, you know, I'll be there.
Listen,
right,
I got to be
business.
Honest, Cullum. I can't have you just go dark. I can't have that. I mean, I'm going to need to hear from you at some point.
I'll be there on Saturdays, definitely. But I gotta focus.
But that show's
not
as good.
Let's face
it.
I do a good job.
That's not a great show, Cullum. I mean, it's fine.
You know, Cullum, don't let him talk down to me or you.
A couple hours, but
all right, he's obviously jealous that I have a solo show that I'm able to perform, and he couldn't do something like that. So don't let him talk negatively to you or me.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
I'm not exactly. A hater. I just tell the truth. That's all I do.
All right, Colin, listen, good luck, and you check in. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Absolutely.
He's another one, Rick, by the way, that's had a baby since we've started the
yep.
show.
Another baby.
Yeah.
No Dave or Ricks, though. We haven't had a baby named after us yet.
That would be nice. Do you think that if you named the baby after us, you'd get priority when you call? I think
you may get a secret phone number at that point.
What's your middle name?
William.
Richard William. Sounds very like you're on a throne.
Regal. Very regal.
Right? Richard William.
Yep.
That's nice.
That's nice, right? Nice little ring to it.
It's very nice.
What's your middle name?
Mine is Hugh.
That's terrible.
Well, I agree with you.
I
was named after my grandfather.
Me too. Same thing.
So his name was Herman. They weren't going to give me Herman. And
Dave Herman? I like you.
Not a lot of, There's not a lot of great H names, so they went with Hugh.
It's good versatility, though. I mean, if you didn't, Hugh Jackman. Hugh's a nice name. No, not Herman. Hugh. Well, Hugh's a nice name.
Well, you just said it's terrible.
No, I was just busting chops. It was just an instant reaction.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like it either as a kid, but now I'm fine with it.
Man, you're almost 50, Dave. Come on, you're a grown man.
Why? But I don't think of myself as almost 50.
You're going to be big. This calendar is going to be big. With
the Giants are not going to win the Super Bowl.
But we'll change the bet. You'll be naked with an apple in your mouth at some point.
Pose like a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them.
That's
getting picked up. Everyone is picking that up.
Of all the things that we say in the show, I mean, you breaking like break nuggets and stories, and then you posing naked in a calendar is what.
Which
gets
I thought
up.
Was like enough. I didn't even realize it was anything, and
my
now
gym
all of
is beautiful.
It's picked up all over the place.
Listen, people are talking. They want to see it,
and you will. I will let you be like the person, the puppeteer, and set up what every month is like.
I'm going to need a serious budget for this. It's going to be traveling. It's going to be
travel?
The Sports Illustrated. This is going to be like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
That's fine.
Swimsuit edition.
Listen, whatever you want. Mullets involved, whatever you want.
Are you with a gorgeous mullet?
I wanted to rub old mayonnaise on myself.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.